Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting second. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hector Cruz. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Richard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eric Rasmussen. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Eric Rasmussen. And now, play ball. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallace hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Madlock takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wallace. Brock reaches second base with a double. Wallace throws the ball into Madlock, who tags Brock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Richard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burris is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wallace is 0 for 1 in the game. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Wallace is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal who is chasing the ball. Richard reaches third base with a triple. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rasmussen bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. Richard scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biedner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields the ball and throws to Rasmussen covering. Safe. Biedner moves to third. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Richard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Biedner scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Summers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Cardinal moves to second. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. McBride moves to second. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBride moves to third. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McBride scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hernandez moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Richard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Richard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields it and throws to second for the out. Hernandez moves to third. Two outs. Eric Rasmussen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rasmussen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rasmussen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rasmussen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wallace is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wallace moves to second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallace scores. Biotner moves to third. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Biotner scores. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McBride is hit by the pitch. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Crawford is 0-for-2 in the game. Crawford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz strikes out. 2 outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Richard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Richard hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Ray Burris. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Morales hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Eric Rasmussen. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Harris pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Raboski now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McBride throws the ball into Richard, who tags Cardinal trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crawford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crawford strikes out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Sutter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sutter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wallace strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Ferguson pinch hits for Lee Richard. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferguson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey pinch hits for Al Raboski. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sutter covering, for the out. Mumphrey moves to second. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 3. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.